This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the next hour, hear how 13-year NFL vet thinks.
You can't just do it one play. No. You got to reset. You got to do it over and over and over again. Until we come out here with a win. Let's do it.
This is Brown safety, Rodney McLeod.
Welcome into the Smart Choice Windows and More Studios. And Rodney McLeod joins us.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. Grand rising.
It's been quite a 48 hours. It's good to see you.
And great to see you guys.
First thing we were like, did Rodney score a touchdown today? We have something exciting to kick off with Rodney. I'm like, oh, they didn't give him the ball. They need to give you the ball.
Yeah.
I think I need to score one more touchdown before I can go to Kev and ask for an offensive rep.
Do the Deion Sanders?
I don't even know if I need the ball. I just want to line up on the other side, go back to the glory days. At DeMatha Catholic High School, maybe get a fake jet sweep, end around something, just be a little decoy if I even have that respect.
Well, I saw you mentioned that defensive guys on offense. I saw Big Hit Win lined up in a wing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, he's going to come down the mountain. Here he goes. And they ran it to that side. And of course, we had a penalty.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Do you know your high school stats?
I don't know my high school stats.
You don't know the touchdowns?
Mm-mm. I don't. I know my general league stats when it comes to interceptions. I think outside of that, I don't know my tackle count. I don't know my forced fumble. I know I have over 10 forced fumbles, but I don't know the count or the game count either.
I'll be different.
Somebody asked me that recently. I'm like, nah, huh. I don't know my game count.
Well, if you didn't go to DeMatha, like there's a lot of places where like, I remember we had J.C. Tretter, and J.C. Tretter was a quarterback in high school. Because most places, the best athlete plays quarterback.
Yeah.
But a place like DeMatha, where they actually know what they're doing,
yeah,
it's like, nah, Rodney's better in the secondary or running back or whatever, and you're going to be that guy because you have guys who can play quarterback and wide out and things of that nature.
Correct.
Yeah.
That is absolutely true. Like, we have, like, college linemen, 6'4", you know what I'm saying, two, in the trenches versus you play another team – and their D tackles are, 185 and like barely 5'10".
So we got to address the elephant in the room. Sunday, Deshaun Watson goes down. Mm-hmm. There were several comments by players. I feel differently. We'll speak about that in a moment. Been 48 hours. What were your thoughts during the entire scenario that played out with Deshaun getting hurt?
Yeah. Excuse me for, being maybe a little long-winded, but, this is the first time I think I've had the opportunity to, speak out on what happened on Sunday. So, I think when, there's always been a struggle when it comes to fans and media and being able to see, like, the humanistic side of us as athletes. As a professional athlete, yes, like we are highly talented and gifted men and women that are capable of doing what majority of the world is incapable of doing. That is a fact. And because of this, we get paid a significant amount of money. And it is our job, right? Now, the job itself comes with a lot of pressure. It is very competitive. and very intense, right? Like, you feel the pressure the minute that you walk into a building, you step on a court, you step on the field, you put on a helmet, the pressure to perform. Like, all of those feelings are valid and are true. And I feel as though many feel that a player should be numb to whatever negative commentary, whatever is given to a player because of the jersey or the mask. And for us as athletes, we get put in this box, right? Like, whether it's in politics where they just tell you, shut up, dribble, just play ball. Whether it's public criticism where, you know, they're mentally tough, they're physically tough, I can say what I want and they can take it. To just, what does it mean to be a professional athlete? You got to walk a straight line. You have to be perfect. You have to take the higher road. And as us as athletes, we say, man, we're just human beings. And we want to be treated as such. And there is no perfect man or woman. The only perfect person I know to walk this earth is Jesus Christ. That's it. And what people have to realize is, when you are in the stands and you're in those seats and you yell and you say hurtful comments and you leave hurtful things underneath social media posts, to direct messages, those things are very damaging to a human. The mental psyche that comes into play. We're talking about a depressive state. We're talking about an unbelievable amount maybe of self-doubt that is now created. Like, you're a part of that. And so now when we go to what happened on Sunday, you have the piece that we all love about sports is the fan aspect. We love fans that are loyal, passionate, high energy. Like, that is what I stand for. We all are fans ourselves of a player, of another sporting league. Like, I am a player. I mean, I am a fan, right, of, you know, a LeBron James, of all these different sporting leagues. But there's a line that I never cross. And that's when it comes to the health and safety of a player. Like, I never cross that line because I understand that this is their livelihood. This is how they provide for their family. And at the end of the day, we're talking about their career.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
career or livelihood now at jeopardy. And then you, even more so, when you bring out a cart, there's only two things that come to mind. This injury is severe enough where it's season ending, or they're at a point where they may not be able to move. Those are the two. When you see the cart, that, like, that's an instant like buzzer in my head. Oh my God! Like, this is serious. Like, this is no joking. Like, this is serious. And this is now not a time to applaud, to cheer. It's a time to sympathize. It's a time to uplift. It's a time to encourage, to say a prayer, whatever it might be, but never to respond in a way that was done on Sunday. And quite frankly, we all observed just a few years ago, somebody lay breathless on the field, Damar Hamlin. And I question everybody that was a part of that on Sunday. You know, if that was Deshaun, like, would you have the audacity to cheer? I think not. And all I'm saying is, I know every person, they're better than that. Deshaun deserved better than that. And every player going forward ultimately deserves better than that. Because we all demand just respect, just to have the dignity of the human being that lays there, right, helpless. And so that's really my piece. And again, I just want people to check themselves and realize that at the end of it all, we bleed the same way that you do. We hurt the same way that you do. We struggle the same way that you do. And we feel pain the same way that everyone else does.
Rodney McLeod in studio giving us his perspective. So take us all through what it was like from, you know, the moment you saw him go down to what you're experiencing as a team. You know, obviously you're going into what you were hearing from the stands, but were guys stepping up? Were, you know, we heard Jameis afterwards. He's somebody that you can see that is demonstrative on the sidelines, yeah, and getting guys collected. And how did the next, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 hours go for you guys as a team, as you see your starting quarterback who worked so hard to get back on the field from an injury last year, and just figuring out what's the rest of the season all about?
Yeah, I feel like an illustration I want to be put out there is that final moment where it was pretty much the entire team. And we're not talking just players, but coaches out there surrounding Deshaun Watson. Like, where is that image for the world to see? Like, how much we all supported Deshaun, where maybe everyone outside the wall saw somebody completely different. And what we saw was a quarterback that showed up every single day, regardless of the circumstances, and fought for his team. And honestly, in that game, I mean, playing good ball. I mean, 16 for 18, I saw a stat up on the screen. I didn't even know. I feel like I'm accurate, but I didn't even realize, you know what I'm saying, just how well, like, he was playing. But to see him go down in that moment, yeah, like, we wanted to rally behind him to let him know, we have your back, bruh. And going, and you felt that right in that moment from every player on that sideline that touched that field to the locker room, you know, the interviews and the amount of people that have just spoken highly of him and expressed their frustration of the reaction that was given because of that. And now, yes, we now have to move forward without Deshaun and see who will step into that fold. You know, we saw a glimpse of DTR on Sunday that, you know, brought a spark, you know, instantly to the offense. He went out, and then you saw Deshaun. I mean, you saw, you know, Jameis now come in and finish things off. And, you know, a guy, again, that has great command of the offense, you know, high football IQ, has experience in his league, and, you know, is a leader, as we all have observed in this short time here. So, you know, I think we will be in good hands with whomever is the quarterback going forward, you know, for the Cleveland Browns.
Ryan McLeod joining us in the Smart Choice Windows and More studios. what is the faith level in Jameis to be able to get this thing going in the right direction here? You're 1-6. It seems that he would probably be the starter considering DTR's injury. Now, I know that you probably don't know these things or can confirm or disconfirm anything. I mean, you guys signed Bailey Zappe off the practice squad. So from that level, you know, where is Jameis? He's a 10-year vet. He is more of a pocket passer, so the offense is bound to change a little bit here. Where is that level of being able to support him and have him support you guys as you guys get ready to take on one of the best teams in the league?
Yeah, like I said a few seconds ago, we have all of the support, you know, in Jameis and belief in Jameis because he prepares like a starter every single week. You know, I have the luxury of being one of his locker mates, and I see he's in the building before me. Right, I think he may have that crown this year of being the first in the building, and is normally one of the last to leave. He's always doing something. Like I have to ask him, like, but by now I kind of know his routine. You know, you get into okay, like this is your day to do this, do that. But he's always doing something that is a contribution to his craft. He's always focusing on how do I stay prepared? How do I make sure that I'm ready for when my number is called and I'm willing to just serve and do whatever it takes, you know, for this team to win. And I'm, you know, if Five gets that call, I can't wait to see, you know, what he can do, you know, come Sunday. Because I know, again, he's going to do everything in his body to make sure that he wills his team to a victory.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.